Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, April 28th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the evangelist John, where he writes, "The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him and said to him, 'How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you do not believe.'" It was winter in Jerusalem. The air carried a chill that settled into the stones of the temple, into cloaks, into bones. Pilgrims moved more quickly through the courts, their breath visible in the cold. And there in that solemn season, during the feast of dedication, a feast remembering light overcoming darkness, Jesus walked beneath the shelter of Solomon's portico. He was not hidden. He was not distant. He was there moving among them. And yet something deeper than winter hung in the air. A group gathers around him, not casually, not curiously, but with a kind of pressure. They close in. Their question is not entirely innocent. "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Direct, honest, even impatient in a way we might understand. But Jesus' answer cuts deeper than the question. "I told you, and you do not believe." Not "you have heard," not "I have not spoken clearly," but "you do not believe." There's a story many of us know without realizing it. A man once sat in a quiet chapel, troubled. He had prayed for years. He had asked God for clarity, for direction, for some unmistakable sign. And one day, overwhelmed, he spoke aloud, "Lord, why don't you just tell me plainly what you want from me?" There was silence. Then, slowly, a realization came to him. Not as a voice, but as a quiet conviction. "I have been telling you. You just don't like what you hear." He remembered the gentle nudges. "Forgive that person. Be patient. Trust me. Let go. Come back to prayer. Serve quietly." It wasn't that God was silent. It was that God's voice didn't match his expectations. The people in the temple were not ignorant. They had seen Jesus' works. They had heard his teaching. They had watched lives change before their eyes. But they wanted something else. They wanted a Messiah who fit their image, a Messiah who would remove all doubt on their terms, a Messiah who would confirm what they already believed. So they demanded clarity, not only the kind they were willing to accept. This is where the gospel becomes uncomfortably close to home. Because how often do we say, "Lord, just show me what you want"? But what we mean is, "Show me something I already agree with." How often do we wait for a dramatic sign while quietly ignoring the small, steady voice already speaking within us. In the verses just before this passage, Jesus speaks of himself as the Good Shepherd, and he always says something profoundly simple. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The problem is not that the shepherd is silent. The problem is that we are listening for a different voice. We want thunder, but he speaks in stillness. We want certainty, but he invites trust. We want answers, but he offers relationship. Faith is not the absence of mystery. It is the willingness to follow even when everything is not spelled out. You know, it's not an accident that this gospel takes place in winter during the Feast of Dedication, what we know as Hanukkah, the celebration of light in darkness. Jesus stands there in the cold, in the shadowed portico, surrounded by people asking for clarity, and the light of the world is already in their midst. They are not in darkness because there is no light. They are in darkness because they refuse to see. Today's gospel is not meant to condemn us, but to awaken us. Jesus does not turn away from the crowd. He continues to speak. He continues to reveal himself. He continues to invite. And he does the same with us. Perhaps the question for us today is not so much, Lord, why aren't you speaking? But, Lord, where have I not been willing to believe? Where is he already speaking in your life? In a relationship that needs healing? In a quiet call to deeper prayer? In a truth you've been avoiding? In a step of trust you've been postponing? He has not been unclear. He has been patient. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you walk among us even in the cold seasons of our lives. You speak even when we struggle to hear. Forgive us for the times we have demanded clarity while resisting your voice. Forgive us for seeking signs instead of seeking you. Open our hearts to recognize you in the quiet, in the ordinary, in the truth we already know. Give us the grace not only to hear your voice, but to trust it and to follow it. You are the light in our winter, the shepherd who never stops calling. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and join me here in my hermitage each and every day, where we break open a part of the gospel that we shared at Mass, look for its deeper meaning, and apply it to our lives, our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.